I had a wonderful day. So in introducing the fourth and final parak of Masechta Rosh Hashanah, which is a beautiful parak, it's important to mention a couple of things. First of all, the Torah describes Rosh Hashanah in two different ways. First of all, the Torah says Zichron Trua, and then the Torah says in Sefer Bamidbar, Yom Trua Yelachem. So what exactly is the difference between Yom Trua Yelachem and Zichron Trua? So the Talmud Yerushalmi explains that Zichron Trua, when you only have a memory of the sounding of the shofar, so that's a reference to Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah Shechalios B'Shabbos. You can't sound the shofar on Shabbos. The Yerushalmi makes it sound like a Din D'Oraisa. The Talmud Bavli, it really sounds much more like a Din D'Rabbanan, the Gzera D'Rabba. Rama came along and he noticed that there was a problem that people would carry. This is, of course, before they were Eruvin. People would carry. You have the same problem with Lulav, Shechalios B'Shabbos. You have the same problem with Megillah. And we're afraid that people are going to violate Shabbos in their eagerness to fulfill the mitzvah of shofar. Not everybody knew how to blow the shofar. Kol chayavin b'shofar, v'ena kol b'kiyin b'shofar. So it sounds like more of a din d'rabbanan, the gzera d'rabba. But again, when it comes to something like din d'rabbanan, that does not apply in the Beis HaMikdash. So we're going to see that in the first mission. Another point to keep in mind is that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was the leader of the Jewish people, after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, he made two categories of takanos, of enactments. One of them is Zeichel Churban, that we should remember the tragedy that befell the Jewish people. So, for example, what does a groom do at his wedding to remember the Churban? He puts ashes on his head, Efer Makla, Rashi Chasanim, we break a glass, right? That's all Zeichel Churban. But then we also have Zeichel HaMikdash. So we're going to see something that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai established, Zeichel HaMikdash, just like they took the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash, they took the lulav all 7 days. We're going to have that Mishnah tomorrow night. So we're going to see it's Hakana Zeichel HaMikdash, that we should remember what the Beis HaMikdash once was. And remember, it was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai who said, after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, Tein liyavne v'chachameha, that the Beis HaMikdash, to a certain extent, not the Korbanos, but the Beis HaMikdash, as the religious center of the Jewish people, was going to be replaced by Yavne. That's by Torah learning, by Yavne, Tein liyavne v'chachameha. That's going to come up in the Mishnah as well. There's no replacement for Yerushalayim. We're going to see that the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, that sanctity was transferred, so to speak, over to Yavne in a very meaningful way. Let's take a look at the Mishnah. Yantiv Sharosh Hashanah Shechalios B'Shabbos B'Mikdash Hayutokin. Again, based on the principle, Ein Shavus B'Mikdash, that the rabbinic enactment, Gzera D'Rabba, is not going to apply in the Beis HaMikdash. Again, according to the Yerushalmi, that it seems like a more of a Din D'Oraisa, Zichron Trua, you have a little bit more of an explanation as to why you would blow the shofar in the Beis HaMikdash. Avalo B'Medina, but not outside of the Beis HaMikdash. But according to the Rambam, Medina means really outside of Yerushalayim. Because according to the Rambam, it's such a beautiful idea. The Rambam maintained that all of Yerushalayim was suffused with the Kedushas Beis HaMikdash. It's a remarkable thing. Mishachara Beis HaMikdash, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, this is what I was alluding to before, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana, sheyutokin b'chol makom sheyesh bo bezdin. According to the Tanakhama, his understanding of the takanas, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, you're not the Beis HaMikdash anymore, but we should remember that in the Beis HaMikdash, they blew on Shabbos, and if there's a Bezdin there, even if it's an ad hoc Bezdin, they're going to make sure that nobody's going to be carrying on Shabbos. There's no fundamental problem with blowing the shofar on Shabbos. The issue is people carrying the shofar on Shabbos. The Bezdin will see to it that nobody carries on Shabbos. So Amr Blazar, lo hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ela b'yabna bilvad. No, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai felt that the legacy of the Beis HaMikdash, what do we say, Tein liyavne v'chachameha, could only be actually, that legacy could only be manifested in Yavne itself, not any place where there's a Bezdin. Because the issue isn't so much whether people are going to carry the shofar on Shabbos, the question is whether a place can sort of supplant Yerushalayim, not to replace it, God forbid. We say every single day, three times a day, Yerushalayim Yircha, but can any place take on any of the properties of Yerushalayim? So Rabbi Elazar's position was only in Yavne could you have that, because Yavne became the extension of Yerushalayim. So Amr Lo, so then the response was, this is the third shita. So the first shita was any place of the Bezdin. Rabbi Elazar says, only in Yavne, Amr Lo Echad Yavne Ve'echad Kol Makom Sheish Bo Bezdin. As long as there's not an ad hoc Bezdin, but a Bezdin Kavua. And this is in fact the Psak Halach of the Rambam and the Rifa before him, that theoretically one could blow a shofar at a place where there's a Bezdin Kavua, people who had achieved smicha in Eretz Yisrael. Obviously, we can't practice this today because the chain of smicha was broken. So the next Mishnah continues, and this again, it's a very subtle point, but it's a reminder that even according to Rabbi Elazar, who held that Yavne was the replacement for Yerushalayim, nothing can really replace Yerushalayim. So again, it seems like just a technical halacha, but if you go a little bit deeper into the basis of the halacha, you're going to see something absolutely astonishing. There was another property that Yerushalayim had over Yavne, even post the Takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Shekol ir shi roev shomas ukrova v'yachol lavo token. Any place that was close enough to Yerushalayim, wasn't on a hilltop or wasn't in a valley and it wasn't across a river, but it could see and hear and it was within walking distance of Yerushalayim, so it could sort of be piggyback off of Yerushalayim. And if they would blow the shofar in Yerushalayim when the Sanhedrin HaGedolah was in Yerushalayim, it makes a lot of sense according to the reading of the Rambam, that they would blow throughout Yerushalayim, so they could also blow the shofar on Shabbos token. Uv'yavna lo hayu token ela bebezdin bilvad. They would only blow the shofar in Bezdin. So some people like to explain this because, you know, the Bezdin would be needed to supervise. But it seems to me like there's something much more fundamental and conceptual going on in this Mishnah. The property of Yerushalayim was Misham Tetze Horal Li Yisrael, that things roll outwards from Yerushalayim, that the Sanhedrin sits in Yerushalayim, but Yerushalayim radiates outwards and it impacts the entire surrounding area. Yavne, of course, had the Bezdin HaGadol. The Sanhedrin sat in Yavne and was no longer able to sit in Yerushalayim. But again, you had to go to Yavne. Yavne lacked that property of Yerushalayim, where Yerushalayim was impacting its surroundings. Yavne couldn't do that. So again, to blow the shofar on Shabbos, you could do that in the presence of the Bezdin in Yavne. But Yavne did not share that property of Yerushalayim, of radiating its sanctity outward and being able to influence the people around it. It was more of a refuge than Yerushalayim as a place that could really project Kedusha outwards. And that is a deeply inspirational idea. And we have to think about that. Now, sometimes in life we think about a place as a religious refuge, and that's really what Yavne was, a place for the Jewish people to reconstitute itself. Tamli Yavne v'chachameha. But it didn't have that projective capacity. And then there are individuals and there are places that just radiate outwards. They transform the surroundings all around them. And that was exactly what made Yerushalayim different. That Yerushalayim, again, Misham Tetze Hora Li Yisrael, it had an enormous impact. And again, we don't have the Kedushas Beis HaMikdash anymore. But again, that's really what you're looking for in terms of spirituality. If it's not a place, then it's a person. Somebody who's not a product of their environment, but Abe is able to reshape their environment in light of them. And that was really the property of Yerushalayim, so very different than Yavne. And of course, that's what we daven for every day. Yerushalayim Ircha, Berachamim Tashuv, where Yerushalayim was the epicenter from which everything radiated outward.